Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. On today's episode, we're going to be digging into Radim Šimek and why he is on the hot seat entering this offseason and into next season. So we're going to look at Šimek's season, how he got there, and possible solutions for the Sharks. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. We are part of the Locked On Network, where we cover your team every day. I don't know what more you could ask for, but we do it here at Locked On. You can find Locked On Sharks wherever you listen to podcasts. And of course, you can watch this on YouTube as well. So make sure you guys are hitting that subscribe or that follow button. That way you know when the newest episodes come out. And as this week, we continue to dive into Hot Seat Week. Before we kind of get into Radim Šimek, talk about his, like I said, we're going to talk about his season, kind of how he got here and kind of what the next step or steps for Šimek are. I do want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you guys by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use Locked On NHL for $20 off your first purchase. All right. So, Radim Šimek, once a beloved Sharks player, has really kind of lost his way. And I think we'll get into it a little bit more, you know, based on the injuries that he's kind of dealt with over the past couple of seasons. But, you know, Šimek this year didn't really have the best of seasons under new head coach David Quinn. He is entering the last year of his contract. He signed a 4-year, $9 million contract in 2020. The average annual value at $2.25 million per season. So this entering the 23-24 season is the last year of his contract. It's pretty crazy that this contract's already basically almost over. I remember that was right around when we first started the old Locked On Sharks. Was right around when Šimek signed this contract. So it's been a while, guys. It's been a while already. But let us review Šimek's season. So if you're watching on YouTube, of course, it is slides time. Šimek played 44 games out of 82 this year. He had 1 goal, 2 assists, 39 shots on goal, 14.37 average time on ice. His Corsi 4 was 46.19, which wasn't too bad. That would put him, where are you at? Yeah, pretty 23rd. 23rd out of 30, out of 40 guys who played this season for the Sharks. Goals for 34.78%. So 34% of the time, or the goals that were scored, or when Radim Šimek was on the ice, basically 66% of the goals were scored by the other team. For Šimek, from The Athletic, market value is 1.4. So he's kind of definitely a little bit overpaid. You know, he's 30. I'm going to be already 30. It's pretty crazy. Time flies, guys. But ice time, 14th percentile. Goals, 22 percentile. He only had one. So assists, 10th percentile. Points, 11th percentile. Expected goals for 50th percentile. Did a good job of producing expected goals. Penalty differential, 26th percentile. Like, you know, kind of bottom of the barrel type of stuff from Radim Šimek this season. Pulling up his evolving hockey card. So played 643 minutes this year, 589 of them on even strength, which puts him right at a third pair defensive player, 3 minutes power play, 48 minutes of shorthanded time. And kind of what you would expect. The goals above replacement, not that great at the minus three. Expected goals above replacement, he was above above your replacement level player. You know, okay, nothing on power play, of course, because they don't have Shimmick play the power play. You know, just kind of, yeah, his overall percentile, he's 23rd percentile defensively, 16th percentile offensively, 54th percentile defensive. You know exactly what you're getting from Shimmick. He's going to play solid defense, not getting much in the offensive department, you know, from Radim Šimić. But I think the big thing with Radim Šimić, of course, is the injury history, and it has not been good for Šimić. Especially as of late. So he missed two concussions this year, and missed, you know, basically half the season from it. You know, and this isn't the first time. He did say he came back from the first concussion too quickly. And then of course he, you know, blocked a shot and got a concussion, another concussion pretty much right away. But, you know, the past couple seasons, right, in 21-22, he played 36 out of 82 games. I know he got healthy scratch for some of those. The 2021 season, he played 40 out of a possible 52 or out of a possible 56 games. You know, 1920, he played 48. And then the 18-19 season, he played 41. So the most amount of games he played in the season is 48 games. And, you know, I think right now the injuries are really just kind of starting to get the best of him at the moment. I think that's been kind of why this, I think you have to look so far. I mean, I guess his contract's almost done, but I think you have to say this contract has been kind of a failure, at least from the Sharks' perspective, right? You kind of took a swing on a guy who did have a little bit of an injury history, but you thought he could go forward with it and get healthy, and he just never has. And you know, and I think that kind of puts the Sharks in a tough situation moving forward this season. So we're going to continue to talk about why Šimić, or kind of where Šimić is on the Sharks roster heading into this off season, you know, and kind of what really puts him on the hot seat. And then at the end, we're going to talk about some potential solutions for Šimić and what's kind of next for him. So before we do that, though, do need to take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at Game Time. If, you know, it's summer right now, you're trying to buy new. Summer's almost here, at least. It's warming up here in California, but summer's almost here. You're trying to buy tickets for stuff, right? You've got NBA playoffs going on. Maybe you want to go to a Giants game. You want to go to an A's game before they leave town. You know, you got the Warriors. Plenty of concerts this summer. Buying tickets, though, should not have to be stressful to do, and that's where Game Time comes in. Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater near you with killer deals on last-minute tickets. And their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. They have great things like their flash deals for last minute tickets. So, you know, you can kind of score some tickets at a nice price. I like the images of seat views. That way you know exactly where you're going to sit. There's nothing worse than buying a ticket and you get there and you realize the view is terrible. Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right now up to the day of the event. They have exclusive, like I said, flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And if you find a ticket in the same check section or row for less, they'll credit you with 110% of the difference. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off. Download Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right. So why is Radim Šimić kind of on the hot seat, right? We talked about his injuries and how he has not been able to stay healthy. You know, and you're kind of paying a third pair defenseman 2.5 to $5 million. Well, it doesn't sound like a lot, but if you look at the rest of the Sharks defense, right, it's a lot of guys kind of making a little bit too much money. You know, Erik Karlsson, of course, with his hefty contract, which until this season has been, you know, a tough contract to look at, right? Mark-Ivor Vlasic with his $7 million contract has definitely not aged well as well. Mario Ferraro is making a lot of, you know, a lot of money for what Mario Ferraro does. At 3.25 million, right? The only guys you could kind of look at their contracts and be like, okay, like Matt Benning, 1.25, you know, that's a nice price, right? Knyazhov, 1.25 again, you know, maybe a slight overpay, but I think it was kind of rewarding a guy for what he's gone through. And he's only 25. Like Knyazhov still is kind of has some room to grow, right? Henry Thrun is on his ELC, and then Jacob McDonald is, you know, basically making a little bit more than vet min. So you can kind of point to half the contracts on the Sharks defense on the blue line right now and be like, that's not the greatest contract in the world. With Šimek, though, where he kind of comes in, right, is I think he's just going to be kind of losing his spot here pretty soon, right? Assuming Erik Karlsson's back, you know, at his $11.5 million next year. Assuming he's back, right, you can pencil him in. You know, Matt Benning was a good addition by, you can argue he's the second best contract the Mike Greer signed this offseason. All right, Vlasic isn't going anywhere. I think we can kind of put away the buyout talk that we had last offseason with the way he played this year. Is Vlasic overpaid? Yes, but Vlasic was still, you know, kind of returned to form last season. Mario Ferraro just signed a shiny new deal. You know, Henry Thrun, up and coming. Nikolai Knyazhov, up and coming. Both of, you know, I know Thrun can still go down to the Barracuda. Jacob McDonald, like, perfectly cromulent defenseman, has some flexibility if you need him to play on the forward. But I thought he showcased himself pretty well at the end of the season, especially at kind of ask. So there's only six defensive spots, and you have eight guys here, and you're starting to kind of point to you're running out of spots for dudes at this point. And that doesn't even, you know, without even really digging into the Barracuda, right? Nick Cicek, who played some games last year, and I think, you know, is probably a little bit more suited for the AHL. You know, you have Artem Knyazhev, who I thought really had a really, really strong season for the Barracuda, especially down the stretch. He's going to be kind of chomping to play NHL minutes here really soon. Shakir Mukhamudulin, who, of course, the Sharks acquired in the Timo Meier trade. I don't think he's going to be ready for NHL games quite yet, but at some point, you're going to want to see your shiny new toy playing in the NHL. Right, you're starting to kind of look at the numbers game for Radim Šimek and why it just kind of doesn't make sense for the Sharks to kind of continue to play Radim Šimek, right? Would you rather play Radim Šimek these third pairing defensive minutes? You know, again, Radim Šimek is 30 years old, going to be 30. When is his birthday? Going to be 31 at the beginning of the season. Going to be starting his age 31 season. Or would you rather give those minutes to Henry Thrun or Nikolai Knyazhov or, you know, somebody else who's kind of up and coming and getting this experience so that way later on when the Sharks start to be competitive again, those guys will have kind of, you know, those guys will be prominent NHL players by then. That's the hope, at least, anyway. I'm not saying, you know, there's no room for Radim Šimek in the organization. But, you know, at some point, like we know who the Sharks are right now. They're a rebuilding team. And Radim Šimek is a 30-year-old defenseman who's had a major, major injury histories the past couple seasons. Where can you count on Radim Šimek to put together 60 games in a season, let alone a full season? And when he's out there, again, what is Šimek providing you that you're not getting from somebody else in the organization who's much younger and is going to be part of the future for the organization? So that's where we're at with Šimek and why I think he's on the hot seat, because I think he's going to lose his job, basically. You know, like again, we know David Quinn loves Henry Thrun. He said as soon as he got, I'm going to play the crap out of him. That was his quote. And he went out there and he played the crap out of him that season. I don't expect that to change. Henry Thrun looked great out there. And I know it's a small sample size, et cetera, et cetera. But Henry Thrun looked like a competent NHL defenseman who in nine games or whatever he played. But like, he's also 22 and he's a potential to be part of your long-term future. If you get Henry Thrun, who turns out to be a kind of a, either a souped up bottom pairing defenseman or a middle pairing defenseman for a third round pick, don't you want to see what you have in him, especially as you're going to have to figure out a contract for him following the 23-24 season? I know he'll be an RFA and stuff, but like, don't you kind of want to see what you have in him? I think he might play some Barracuda games, but would you be shocked if Henry Thrun plays like 70 NHL games next year? No, like I think he's that good for the Sharks right now. And, you know, a lot of those other guys, like, right, Ferraro's not going anywhere. Vlasic's not going anywhere. Carlson, we'll see. I mean, that's the big question for the Sharks going into this offseason, is what do you do with Erik Karlsson? You know, Matt Benning's not going there or anywhere. Mike Greer, that was one of his first signings, was Matt Benning, right? Nikolai Knyazhov, this front office went out of their way to give him not only a contract, but, you know, give him a raise from his $850,000. You know, got a nice little raise. So these guys are going to be part of the future. And most of these guys are still, you know, some of these guys are still young enough. So the Sharks are kind of stuck between guys who are either too old and they can't move, or young guys who they want to see what's going to be with the future. And I think that's why Radim Šimek's kind of in a tough spot going forward. But we are a solutions oriented podcast. So we're going to look into, what do the Sharks do with Radim Šimek going forward? So can you trade him? Do you buy him out? What do you do with Radim Šimek going forward? Before we answer that, do need to take a quick break. Talk to you about a product that my wife uses literally every day. And that's our friends over at Athletic Greens. Today's episode is brought to you guys by AG1 by Athletic Greens. The grip of winter is finally being loosened. You may want to try to get back out there and get more exercise and live an active lifestyle. What better way to pair new exercise habits than a daily dose of nutritional insurance in the form of AG1? With one delicious scoop of AG1 in a glass of water each day, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. It's a lifestyle friendly. So if you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, AG1 contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while it's still tasting good. I think it's got a nice little dark chocolate aftertaste and supports a better night's sleep, recovery, mental clarity, and alertness. So right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of their immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs for your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL network. Again, is athleticgreens.com/NHL network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right. So, what do the Sharks do with Radim Šimek? So I don't think you can trade him. Who is going to take back? Who is aching for a 30-year-old defenseman who doesn't play on the power play? Isn't much, you know, he's an okay penalty killer and can't play more than 48 games a year and is also making $2.25 million. So to salary dump him, you'd have to attach an asset. And the Sharks are not in the business right now to be giving away assets to kind of clear some space. It's clear from Radim Šimek, right? Are you giving up a fourth round pick or whatever you have to give up, fourth or fifth round pick or whatever you're having to give up to send Radim Šimek away to, you know, Chicago or whomever needs the salary? It's just like, if you were a team competing and you needed every little dollar, yes, you could talk me into that, right? And especially if you're going to use that money to go to something else. If you're a playoff team trying to, you know, make that kind of jump, et cetera, et cetera. The Sharks are not that. You and I both know the Sharks are not competing for anything next year. So you could try to buy him out if you wanted to. Again, like we talked about yesterday, I'm going to talk about buying out every person that we talk about, just because, you know, it is a path. This is, I would not expect the Sharks to buy out Radim Šimek, just because, again, you're going into the last year of his contract. You're already, as a reminder, eating salary cap from Brent Burns, Martin Jones, Rudolph Balcers. You're eating like $5 million worth of those. And while the Radim Šimek buyout wouldn't be that bad, it would be a cap hit this year of $950,000. With a savings of 1.3, and then next year, the 24-25 season would be a cap hit of $650,000. So nothing too bad, but again, like the Sharks, they don't need that money right now. The Sharks don't really have any major pressing contracts to hand out this offseason. They are going to have a little bit of money to play around with, so it's not worth it, I think, in the long run to, I don't think right now, to kind of use up one of those slots that you could do for something else, right? It's whatever. So you could play Radim Šimek, but again, like I talked about in the last segment, I would rather see Henry Thrun or Nikolai Knyazhov, one of those two guys getting those minutes, right? Thrun, who showed himself really, really well in the final, you know, the final stretch of the season. And Knyazhov, who's been working himself back from injury, is going to have a full offseason to actually just prepare and not rehab. You want to see him continue to do that, and I think get a good quality shot at winning a job. And we've seen Knyazhov, especially if Erik Karlsson here remains, we've seen Knyazhov and Karlsson partner really, really well a couple years ago. So I'd rather see those minutes go to younger players who I think can still be part of your long-term future. So what do you do? That's where I think the honest point, I think you try to bury him in the AHL. I think this is Radim Šimek's going to be kind of transitioning into that lifestyle where, he's probably going to be a tweener type of guy, you know, playing for the Barracuda, right? Being a veteran presence for a lot of these guys, especially if a guy like Derek Pouliot is not back. But having, you know, it's okay to have guys who have NHL experience. Šimek's played roughly 200 games of 209 NHL games. Like having a guy like that in your AHL, kind of taking on maybe more of a leadership role. I don't know Šimek's leadership qualities, etc., but just having a competent guy on a Barracuda team isn't the worst thing in the world. So if the Sharks want to do that, he would have to pass through waivers. And then they would basically, so the way a buried contract works is you can, for this season, for the 23-24 season, it jumps up next year, but for the 23-24 season, basically you can bury $1.125 million of their contract on down the AHL. So what would happen is if Šimek passed waivers, I assume he would pass waivers. Maybe somebody grabs them, takes them off your hands, problem kind of solves itself. I don't think anybody would claim him, but basically you would take the $1.125 million. That would kind of get buried down the AHL. Then the rest of the contract would kind of just stay on the Sharks cap hit. In Šimek's case, it's a nice, easy 50-50, right? So $1.125 million would stay on the Sharks cap hit while he's playing in the AHL, and the rest would get buried on the Barracuda team. So I honestly think this is the way to try to go, right? Keeping Šimek in the organization, kind of in case of break glass in case of emergency type of player. Maybe you suffer some injuries. Maybe Knyazhov is having some trouble, or Henry Thrun needs to kind of go play in the Barracuda for a little bit and regain his confidence or figure things out, whatever it is, right? Ferraro gets hurt, Vlasic gets hurt, somebody like that. You can just pull up Šimek if you need him, and then, you know, kind of send him back through waivers if you don't. So that I think that's kind of where Shimmick is going to be heading here really soon. So it's kind of, that's a little sad, because I think a lot of people really liked Regime Shimmick when he kind of burst on the scene. And it just sucks that a bunch of injuries and stuff have kind of put him in this part of his career. And I think for him, though, you know, would you rather sit in the press box and play, you know, eat hot dogs and watch games, or would you rather go play on this Barracuda team, which I think has a chance to be really fun and special next year, even with if Ekwa's not there and if Bortolo, you know, whatever, if Bortolo is playing on the NHL or on the AHL team. But they're gonna have a really fun, exciting Barracuda team, and having a NHL veteran around like Radim Šimić, I think it just makes a ton of sense for all parties involved. So sucks for Šimić not to get that NHL paycheck. But again, I think, do you want to play hockey or do you want to sit in the press box and just kind of collect your checks? So it's not like Shimmick's going anywhere. You can have him, you can bring him up whenever you want. So, but I think that's kind of the point that we're getting at with Radim Šimić. So, you know, if he has a monster training camp and, you know, and wins the job from Thrun and from Knyazhov, hats off to him. I think that's, you know, that's probably the mentality he's going to have, is try to win that last job. But I think for the benefit and the growth of the organization, it'd be best to have Radim Šimić to try to, you know, go play in the AHL and go help out some of these young players. So that'll do it for Radim Šimić Hot Seat. We will be back tomorrow. Tony Ferrari is expected to join. So we're going to have Tony Ferrari on to talk about Dmitry Simashev. So another profile with Tony. If I can't get Tony, we'll do another one of these. So we're going to be talking about Noah Gregor. So we'll have either draft profile or Noah Gregor hot seat conversation here. Those are your next two episodes. Friday, I'm going to keep that one a little quiet because I don't think you guys are quite ready for that one. So make sure you guys are following along. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Locked On Sharks. You can listen or you can follow me on Twitter at My Fry Hole. Again, all you everydayers, I know you've already subscribed, but if you want to become an everydayer, make sure you guys are following along wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can watch on YouTube. And until tomorrow and the return of our Bald King, bye, friends.